As we conclude our series of shiurim on the subject of Das Avloim and Osui, it's important to note that the Das Kedoshim, not the Kedoshim, the Mezuzah Melachim has an entire discussion on the subject of Das Avloim and Osui. And of course, he quotes what we spoke about in our previous year, the question on the Sukkah. He takes the opinion, he quotes the Prima Gadim and the Mishnah Brura, who hold that there is no mitzvah mezuzah during Sukkos. He quotes the Turi Evan, the Chesel Avram, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that say that since you use this room the whole year, the fact that it had a mezuzah on Sukkos doesn't take away the Chiyuv Sukkah. So as far as paskening the Shaila, he takes two approaches. One approach goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of this series of shiurim. And that is the din of Das Avloim and Osui a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Clearly, according to the Yireim, it's a din d'oraisa. According to Rashi, it's not that clear that Rashi would hold that the din of Das Avloim and Osui by mezuzas a din d'oraisa. And therefore, it would be a very, very big nafkamina. According to the Yireim, which Das Avloim and Osui is a issa d'oraisa. So here when we have the shayla of Sukkah, it would be a sof d'oraisa l'chumra. According to the opinions that it's only a din d'rabbanan, then we could apply perhaps the concept of Sufik the Rabbanan Lakula. This is not so obvious, because if we also include the opinions of the Rashag and the Aruch HaShulchan and Ramosha, who all hold that a sukkah on sukkahs, which is built in a regular room, is mechuyi b'mezuzah, then even according to them, even if you hold the Das Avloim and also use a din d'oraisa, it would still not change that you don't have to put up a mezuzah again. He also then takes a very interesting approach and says, if we look at the Achroinim, who hold it's a problem, the Prichodesh, the Prima Gadim, the Ksav Soifer, the Mishnah Brura, the ones that are Mekel are Arbe Turi Evan, the Chesel Avram, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, he takes the approach that we go with the Machmirim because they're more Machmirim than Mekila. It's a very interesting approach that he takes, and it's interesting for two reasons. Number one, because it's not really the way we usually approach a Shaila when it comes, it's not really the way we typically approach a Shaila. One point in Halacha. Besides that, it's not the way we typically approach a Shaila in Halacha by counting Achroinim. As we've discovered, he mentions these seven Achroinim. But as we've discovered in our Shiurim, there are many more Achroinim that are lenient. So since we have more Achroinim that are lenient, then we're going to follow his approach just to start counting. If anything, we should perhaps be lenient with the Shaila. And therefore, as we approach the Shaila, it still seems that you could be makel on that Shaila. But as we continue discussing this issue of Das Avloim and Osui by the mezuzah, and where to apply the concept of Das Avloim and Osui, so the Sefer Guru Ba'alecha discusses the following shaila. We know that if somebody buys a home, whether he buys it in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Laretz, he's mechuyif to put up a mezuzah immediately. If somebody rents a home in Eretz Yisrael, he also is mechuyif to put up a mezuzah immediately. But what's going to be the halacha if somebody rents a home in Chutz Laretz? What halacha is that if somebody rents a home in Chutz Laretz, he's not mechuyif mezuzah until 30 days. So what's going to be the halacha if he put up the mezuzah before 30 days? He wasn't yet really mechuyif in the mezuzah. And now the 30th day comes. Is there an issue of Das Avloim and Osui? It's not the same, he says, if you put on tzitzis on a beggar that only has three corners. He says a beggar that only has three corners is bechlal not mechuyev in tzitzis. This is a room, this is a home that's mechuyev in tzitzis. It's just not, you don't have to put it up. And I was thinking, not only is it that way, but you could think about it even deeper. What do I mean you could think about it deeper? Because let's say you would decide to buy the home, then you would be mechuyev in a mezuzah immediately. And that is also the opinion of the Das Kedoshim and the Seif, and so too the opinion of the Shailas Chuvis Hari Besomim. The Chikrei Leiv also paskins that way. The Miches Chinuch is also Mekel, and he takes a different approach. His approach is that something which will come by itself, something that's going to come by itself, is not considered Tas of Eloi Menosu. And therefore, if you put up the mezuzah before day 30, so even though now, since you don't own the home and you rent it in the Chutz Laaretz, you're not mechuyev to put up the mezuzah, it's not considered Tas of Eloi Menosu, even though you put it up before this man, because this man of day 30 will come by itself. Another shaila that the Pesachei Tshuva discusses in Yoridei Siman Resh Pei Tes Sif Katan Zayin is, quotes the Yad HaKtana, sometimes you have a situation where for whatever reason you can't attach the mezuzah case to the door. So what should you do? What you should do is put it on a piece of wood and then put that piece of wood on your doorpost. So the halacha is, says the Pesachei Tshuva, that first you should put the mezuzah on that board and then put the board on the doorpost. The Shail HaTshuvas Shoy LeMeshiv Madura Tlusa Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Samach Vav takes this concept, interestingly, one step further. What do I mean when I say he takes this concept one step further? He says that let's say you had a door. He says a big chiddush. You had a door, a doorway, and doorpost, and a mashkoif, and then on top of it you put a mezuzah. And you put a mezuzah on properly. Then after you put up the mezuzah properly, what happened was that the whole door you took elsewhere. So he says it's no different than this shaila, and now you put it into another room in your house. The halacha is that you wouldn't have to put it on, you would not have to take off the mezuzah and put it back on again. It's a very bechiddush. I saw the Sefer Chayvus Hador does not agree to be makel under that situation. If the mezuzah was put on before the door was up, what you have to do is take off the mezuzah. But the Shach says that it's tasav leminasui, but when you put the mezuzah back on, don't make a bracha. Another shaila that comes up. We know that the halacha is that a room that's less than dalid al dalid is not mechuyev in a mezuzah. So let's say you put up a mezuzah on a room that was less than dalid al dalid. And then you extended that room, and now the room is dalid al dalid. Do you have to put the mezuzah on again? There the Paiskim say, the Das Kedoshim says, that you have to put on the mezuzah again. And the reason is, because at that point when you put up the mezuzah, there was no chi mezuzah on this room. And therefore you should take off the mezuzah and put it back up. But here too the Paiskim say, you don't have to make a bracha. And the reason you don't have to make a bracha is because there's a famous Chamude Daniel that says that sometimes even though a room is not dalad al dalad, it may be b'choyv and mezuzah if it serves its purpose. So You can't perhaps rely on that Chamuda Daniel completely, but you can rely on the Chamuda Daniel enough that you shouldn't make a bracha if you're putting up the mezuzah again. Similarly, if one puts up a mezuzah on the door of a room, and then he takes off the other three walls, for whatever reason he's doing construction, then he has to take off the mezuzah from the door, put it back on, and in such situation, the Yeshua Smalka says, not only should he put it back on, but he should actually even make a bracha. As I mentioned previously, the Sefer Mezuzah Melachim has a whole kuntris on Tassav Leimanosu, and he speaks about some interesting situations. One is, let's say somebody put up a mezuzah on his own home, and then he sold the home to an Akum, and he didn't take off the mezuzahs, and then afterwards he rented the house to an Akum, make it easier, then he took it back. The halacha is that the mezuzah is kosher. Why? Since when he put on the mezuzah, the room was mechuyev mezuzah, it remains that way, even though there was a period in between that it wasn't. Another situation. If your room was mechuyev mezuzah, and you took off the roof, chiddush, it's not like we just quoted from the Yeshua Smalkai, he holds that even when you put back the roof, you don't have to put on the mezuzah again. But, he says, let's say somebody had, which is something you shouldn't do anyway, put two mezuzahs on a door. So if you put two mezuzahs, and certainly if you put them both on one side of the door, you're over Baal Tosef. Now you're taking one off. He paskins, you should take both off. You should take both off. And not only should you take both off when you, and then put them back on. And put them back on. One more point I'd like to make when we speak about the mezuzah on the sukkah. Even though we took a lenient approach about the room with the skylight, there is one situation where some paiskim would be mekel, but here it's harder to be mekel. And that is the situation where you didn't have the mezuzah on this room, in this room previously. You only put up the mezuzah on sukkahs. So if you say, like the Marshag and Aruch HaShulchan and Rav Moshe, that such a room is anyway mechuyev b'mezuzah, so then there's no problem. But as we quoted, the Mishnah Berurah and the Prima Gadim hold that such a room is not mechuyev b'mezuzah on sukkahs. And since such a room is not mechuyev b'mezuzah on sukkahs, there it's harder to be mekel, and there the halacha would be, I think, that after sukkahs you should remove the mezuzah and put it back on. There's room to be mekel, first of all, because we quoted all these achrayim. And moreover, if that room that you put the mezuzah, which is the sukkah, leads to another room, which therefore has a chiyuv mezuzah, as we quoted the Mishnah Berurah, maybe then one could be a little more lenient.